That's it. Take a big gulp of your hot chocolate before we're about to record episode 26.
I need to get prepared.
Yeah, that's it. This podcast is fueled by literal liquid sugar.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now. Time, whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we get potty about pets. We're talking all things pets, from our own personal pets to our deceased pets to pets around the world. And we've got a woman who owns horses on the podcast. Very cultured.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 26. Thanks so much for joining us on this, what is basically a weekly midlife crisis for Lucy and I.
A weekly midlife crisis.
That's basically what we have every week on Luke and Lucy FM. If you've never experienced the past 25 episodes, then please, please do. You're honestly missing out. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy's just tried to whisper something to me so we wouldn't hear on the bottom. What have you just said?
My earphones aren't working.
Oh, are they plugged in?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Right, well, the true fact about me is that I can't be bothered plugging Lucy's headphones in.
I just have to deal without it.
You're just going to have to deal without it. Just plug them in now.
They're plugged, honestly.
Hang on.
Look, plugged.
Yeah.
It's just not working.
Oh, it might be on this system. Right, I tell you what.
It might be you and your dodgy DJing skills.
DJing? Are we DJing right now, Lucy? No, we're going to pause the podcast so we can sort your headphones out. Yeah, so we haven't managed to sort Lucy's headphones out.
We've neglected them. We've decided, I am now headphone free.
You know, headphone free. I don't know how you're going to live your life without any headphones. If you've got your Apple headphones in, just put them in, see if they work. Not a sponsored plug for Apple, by the way. If Apple do want to sponsor us, please just do tweet us.
Every single podcast.
At Luke and Lucy FM. We're not going to sponsor it. Oh, actually, no, sorry. That being said, the podcast is supported by High Life Diners Club. And if you want an amazing offer, what we're giving to you for absolutely free, just stay tuned to the end of this episode. I'm Luke Marsden, and if the first time you've joined us, a true fact about me is, I've wrote it down because I forgot it earlier on, is actually I have recently adopted a puppy called Biscuit.
No, have you?
Yeah, you know one of those where you pay £3 a month things. Yeah, it's called Biscuit.
Biscuit, what a cutie. Me and dog?
Well, it's a Labrador, and it's for the blind.
I love Labrador.
Yeah.
So cute.
Me and 72,000 other people sponsor biscuits. So, yeah, that's great. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
True fact about me, I guess, would be...
Just another gulp of your hot chocolate. That's a true fact, yeah?
I need to prepare would be when I went to the airport once, going on holidays, and... Like, obviously, I got stopped when you go through the little scanner thing. So, they started searching me.
You mean the security checks?
And then searched my hair. My hair was that big. They thought I was adding drugs in it or something.
What? Did you have some sort of weave?
It's like a little beehive, I think I had at the time.
What, did they find anything? Bits of chewing gum, bits of money in there? What did they find?
No cheeky.
Cannabis? What did they...
I was clean and clear.
Oh, that's good. That, at least your hair was anyway. Right. If you've never joined us before, what we do is we discuss a different topic each week on Luke and Lucy FM. And this week, the reason why I want to discuss pets is purely because I've had the worst night's sleep I've had
you
all
got
year.
You kept awake all night because of your pet, right?
Because of my pet, Louie. So we've just repaused the podcast. So
and now
we can,
the headphones
are working. Yay.
Woo, I can hear again.
Well, and obviously, if you're listening to this, you've actually had no interruptions. So actually, this entire thing's been a little bit pointless.
A little bit pointless. Should we get back to talking about you
and my dog? The reason why I'm so tired is because...
All night.
Three, maybe four times. Because of the heat, obviously, at the moment.
It's been nice, hasn't it?
Yeah, and like the dog, my dog Louie is a West
like hotter than like humans anyway.
Exactly,
fur.
And he's got loads of fur. And basically, threw up once, threw up twice. Then wants to start eating grass, which according to Google settles dogs' stomachs.
Aww.
And then he threw up all over my shoe.
With grass sick.
Yeah, grass sick and lumps of just bile.
Oh, please don't tell
if
me.
If you're eating right now, you know. Then there was the diarrhea.
Oh
and that
my
wasn't,
god!
Yeah. I'm just saying at 4 a.m. and it's hard being a pet owner. And this is what
That's
made me
so
think.
So gross.
Because I'm really tired today, and I'm tired because of Lewin. Do I take it out on Louis? Yes, of course I do. I smacked his bottom. I didn't.
He's just preparing you for when you have your own kid, isn't
yeah,
Yeah,
no, it's made me absolutely, completely and utterly think I'm never having children, because it'd be like a dog, but 10 times worse. So
would be 10 times worse.
And I just think, yeah.
That'd be every night.
But then I kind of thought back, you know what? I never used to have this problem when I had a goldfish.
No, goldfishes are pretty low maintenance.
Pretty
aren't
low.
They?
You clean the tank out once a month, maybe, and you just put some fish flakes in.
Fish flakes. You used to love those little fish flakes.
Yeah, I mean, they stunk. And, you know, kind of, I remember winning my first ever goldfish at the. You can't do this anymore because it's illegal, isn't it?
Like, to do Christmas fairs. Yeah.
I think it was a summer fair, and I remember it was at my high school, my old high school or primary school, they had a summer fair, and I won this goldfish in its little plastic bag full of water.
Cute.
And we had to rush home because I was concerned that the bag was leaking, the goldfish was going to die.
But did you have a tank at home?
Yeah. We already had a tank.
In the sink?
Yeah, we actually did put them in the sink until I bought
the sink,
a tank. And kind of, you know, and then I got a second goldfish. Now, but this wasn't a goldfish, it was a Japanese fighter fish.
Ooh.
And its eye dropped off.
Did it kill the goldfish? Its eye dropped off.
I swear to you, we bought it from Pets at Home, right, who don't sponsor us. Hello, if you want to do tweet.
Oh my God, his poor eye. Right,
and his eye just fell out. And I phoned up Pets at Home and I said, my goldfish's eye's just dropped off. Oh yeah, that can happen.
What did he do? Re-put the eye back in?
No, we called him Blink. We called him Blinky, and he was just swimming around one eye. He kept banging into the other fish because he obviously couldn't see it. Oh, both dead now.
Ended up
flushing them both down the toilet.
Imagine your eyeball just like dropping off.
It's close to it.
You flushed him down the toilet?
Yeah, but once they die, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I don't know.
Anyway,
drain heaven.
Of course, well, my mum told me that they'd gone to the big fish tank in the sky. The toilet, and they got flushed down. Have you ever had any? You start off small, right? So do you ever, have you started off with fish?
Well, me personally, haven't really had any pets. Well, when I was younger, I was always the youngest one. So my sister...
You were like a pet, effectively.
I was a pet, yeah, that is true. My sister had a little goldfish called Sam as well. Very cute. She always maintains that my brother killed it, but I don't think he did. I think
Your brother a masochist?
No, he's a good un. He wouldn't kill poor, helpless, defenceless fish.
Yeah, maybe not. My friend Darren, who listens to this, by the way, hi Darren. I remember he had a goldfish.
Will we not get contacted by RSPCA because of that?
Because of what?
Fish dying?
Fish die normally. Why would we get contacted? If the RSPCA want to contact us, please get in touch. We'll tell you about our previous pets. You know what, though? You move up, though, don't you? Because I think as you get older, so then the second kind of pet hamsters.
Did you get a hamster?
Yes, two hamsters.
Did you?
Actually, they might actually get in touch now because this next bit isn't that great. Unfortunately, we had a hamster called Rocky, and Rocky was a great little hamster. He was running up and down.
A little wheel.
He was just a fun-loving life hamster, and unfortunately one day my sister left his cage open. She didn't put it back on properly.
Did he get run over?
No, he froze to death in the garden.
Really?
Yeah, a few days later we saw him curled up in a ball, froze to death.
Oh my God, the poor thing.
I just want to dedicate this episode to Rocky. May you rest in peace, and we're so sorry for what my sister did to you. She's a murderer. And you know, kind of, and
we got a mouse at school.
Oh no,
I used to love it.
No, the tails are too long. No,
oh my God,
I like the little stumps on hamsters. And mouse
That's true.
Slimy.
But isn't that rat with the tail?
No, but mice have tails.
They were not as long.
Yeah, of course they do. They're still quite long. It's like snaky and oh no.
It's not a snake. It's not reptile.
Did you have a hamster as a pet?
No, I didn't. I only had a little mouse at school and I loved it.
Do you each check in turns Bosa. To look after the
Yeah. So one of us would take it home every weekend, look after it.
Oh.
Babs was not happy.
No, Lucy's mum, not impressed. I can't imagine. And then we got a second hamster called Rocky. No,
two
Rocky.
Hamsters.
Yeah, but this is
was
after.
Your first one
sorry,
Rocky?
No, Dudley, we called it. Rocky, unfortunately, as we
you
know, froze to death.
You can't get Rocky out your head.
Well, obviously, it's still tragic for me. And Dudley, we got Dudley. Now, Dudley wasn't that nice. We saw him once a week when he kind of realised he'd run out of food. And
I feel like it's
snapped
like
a little bit.
Dudley, I think it's the name. Dudley just makes. Because you remember on Harry Potter, Dudley Vernon?
Yeah.
He wasn't nice either.
Dudley, though, lasted longer than Rocky because he didn't freeze to death. And he actually lived to life expectancy of a hamster's 4. Dudley lived till 5. The reason why that is.
Oh, my goodness.
Every Sunday, my mum would give Dudley some red wine gravy with his food. And Dudley
drunk.
He suddenly appeared and drank for 6 days and didn't see him for 6 days because obviously he was hammered.
He was pissed.
He lasted 5 years and he was a great little hamster, Dudley, towards the end. I mean, we didn't see much of him.
Oh, Dudley.
But yeah, and then of course you upgrade again, right?
You did. I got a cat. called Smokey.
I got a rabbit called Midge.
Oh, Midge. Why Midge?
Yeah, it was handed to us and that was the name the it name came with. It. I would have renamed it, but it already kind of learned its name at that point. What was the name of your cat?
Called Smokey.
What happened?
Loved that little cat.
Pull him out of a
little
fire.
Little chicken, even though it was an aggressive little bugger. Mm. Like New Year's Eve, I remember, obviously, I was a little baba, so my dad had to stay in with me on New Year's Eve. So we're watching the
just
news.
Just in case the cat attacked
watching
you.
The fireworks and the cat, because the noise of the fireworks attacked my dad.
Aww.
Literally bleeding everywhere. Poor little thing.
Oh,
he
that's
was scared.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing. They don't like fireworks and stuff. Dogs and cats or anything,
do
they?
I know, I know.
They don't
it
like
did
it.
Get swapped, though.
Yeah. Swapped for
what? We had a nice, healthy cat, Smokey, and then the day later, it went out. Day later, came back and was really ill, think it had cancer and died.
Oh, I'd want a refund. That sound, by the way, you can just hear. We've invited a guest onto the podcast. We wanted to get somebody on who has a pet that's even larger than her pet. So I have a dog, but I needed a size up. And this is a lady who has actually made a cameo appearance on her previous episode.
She has.
She interrupted. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, radio news reporter, reader. What's your title, Christina?
Dog's body.
Pardon the pun on this pet
exactly.
podcast. It's Christina Wallace. Christina, just give us a quick fact about yourself for people who don't know facts about you.
I've seen Duran Duran 18 times.
Have you?
Jeez,
oh my goodness.
That's a fact.
You like the number one fan.
Simon Le Bon's listening right now. Just tweet Christina Wallace.
Hello, Simon.
So, Christina, so we've invited you onto this podcast. Right? I mean, one of the quick things is, I mean, you might be able to a testament to this, but there's 58.4 million pets in the UK, right? Mm-hmm. And only 46% of households actually have a pet.
That means people must have more than one.
More than
it?
One
you
pet.
You have quite a few pets, though, right?
I've got chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas?
Horses, big and small.
Chihuahuas?
What do you.
Dogs.
Oh, dear.
Dogs.
What do you, as if you don't know of all. Designer handbag Lucy Hilton does not know what a chihuahua is.
Could the chihuahua fit in my designer handbag?
One of them could, but the others are a bit porky.
Oh.
Christine Watts, what do you say to people who think chihuahuas are Mexican rats?
Chihuahuas are the most amazing dogs. They've got so much personality. They're tougher than you think. They can walk for miles and miles and miles.
Are they the cute
really
ones
healthy.
With the little ears?
Yes, they're them, yes.
What are your chihuahuas called?
I've got Gregory.
Oh.
Moo.
Moo?
Moo.
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 Oh.
And Pandy.
Oh, three chihuahuas.
Three chihuahuas. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I used to have a chihuahua. I called it.
Did
you? Yeah, but I lost custody of it.
Pardon?
Yeah. Well,
who gained custody of
I don't
it?
Want to discuss my previous relationship, but the chihuahua no longer lives with me.
Oh
and
dear.
I spent £1,000 on that chihuahua.
Good heavens. Yeah. That was a bit of a rip-off.
Well, it was
what
a, apparently a pedigree chihuahua, but I
haven't
seen.
My pedigree.
I haven't seen no certificate of authenticity.
No,
that's all
no,
I'm saying.
No.
And you've not seen it since?
Yeah, and I've not seen it, so I actually wasted. £1,000.
I wonder if it's still alive.
Yeah, I hope so.
What's he called?
I hope she's not alive, but I hope the chihuahua is.
Oh,
anyway,
no!
So, Christina, the reason why I invited you on to this episode is when we talk about pets, is purely because I heard a rumour that you can maybe confirm that actually you own a horse.
I've got two horses.
Three chihuahuas and two horses.
See, yeah. Luke is really surprised by this, but a lot of people have horses these days.
A lot of people
days,
have horses.
They?
Loads of people have
My
horses.
My friend Emma has a horse.
Is that
like
not
real
really
busy?
Costly, though? Like,
they live in a field.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah,
what,
we have to pay for the fields and stuff, don't you? To be maintained.
Yeah, but it's, you know, people think, oh you're posh because you've got a horse, but you know, they're so simple to maintain
and to be honest,
and not expensive at all. You know,
oh, really?
I'm not a drinker or anything. You know, so
I'm not drinking.
You don't go on horse riding whilst
I'm
intoxicated.
Glad about that.
Yeah, so you know, all the money I'd spend on alcohol, I spend on horses instead.
You know what, Lucy?
Do you not drink at all?
Oh yeah, I have a couple, but not.
She's had a couple this morning.
You're not
a
binge drinker.
Lucy, there you go. You could give up booze, prosecco, and invest it into a horse.
Yes,
I could do. However, I might stick to the prosecco.
So, Christina, tell me, what on earth do you do with these horses? And so, how often do you see them? You can't just go up and pet them and watch take me
you
out
can
with
ride
them,
can them
you?
Can't you?
Do you ride them?
I see them every day. I'm up at 5 o'clock every day.
No.
Like, what, cleaning at the stables?
Let them out the stables and then, you know.
You must love those horses.
They're a bit of a, they're a bit of a bind though, you know.
Have you ever thought about selling them for horse meat? Because that was all popular back in the day. I'm just saying, you know. That was popular back in the day. You could have invested. You could have been worthwhile.
Cholula burgers.
So, Christina, do you live near the stables?
Yes, it's about a 2-minute walk away, so it's not too bad.
And do the horses know you?
Of course they know me.
Definitely, or you're just some random woman who helps clean up the crap.
Do you go, like, take them out for a ride and stuff?
I do, because one of them's a bit like mad, so I would not attempt getting on her back. Because,
oh, really? She'll throw you off.
Because I'd like die.
Oh, right.
But like the boy, he's great. He's really calm and nice. And
boys tend to be.
Well, that's boys in general, I feel.
Exactly.
He's been castrated, though, so that's probably got something to do
with it. Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, you'd have. Have you ever thought about having horse babies?
Foals.
Oh, they'll be cute.
Foals.
Cute little babies.
Yeah, have you ever thought about them? That worthwhile, you know, money, you know, potentially quite a bit of dosh.
No, not really, because like, think of like the vet's bill, like for like the birth and that.
Yeah.
And like, you have to train them. They don't like sort of
just know what to
just
do straight away.
Come straight from the womb and win the Grand National.
Exactly.
Have you ever thought about entering your horses into the Grand National?
Yeah.
The fat.
Oh, gee.
Both
you're
of
2 hours
of
fat, your horses. I thought you don't talk
to
all these animals.
Feeding them up. Feed her.
It's for the burgers.
Put them on a diet, enter them into horse racing, and win up loads of money.
You can retire from your radio
profession. You could earn so much money at that.
Yeah, but they have to be bred as racehorses. You can't just get like an old nag from
really?
A field. And
I know my dad's always wanted to buy
if you remember episode 10 of Luke and Lucy FM, the one we bet on ourselves, we had your dad
on the phone.
Please do check that out.
And he's obsessed.
He talked about his gambling addiction. He ruined his family with $9,000. So that was interesting. Have you ever had any offers for somebody to buy your horses for either a horse or, you know, production purposes?
Do you mean like a butcher?
Yeah, basically.
No
butcher's ever said to you.
Yeah, production purposes.
Yeah.
Because it's like such a scandal, wasn't it? People don't want horse burgers now. They want beef burgers.
Yeah.
Well, who was it that said to me, was it you, that they like eating horse meat?
No, okay, I didn't like it. I just didn't know I was eating it. That's all. It's not that
I'm
light.
Sure someone. No, actually, it was on Snapchat. Someone Snapchatted me the food. So I was like, oh, nice, what's that? Horse meat.
It's a delicacy.
Kidding.
Veal, though, is a delicacy, is it not?
That's not
a horse.
Veal's
you actually just said that.
They're all the same.
Oh, right. My goodness.
They've all got four legs, haven't they?
Have you got...
Is it legal to have horse meat? Because wasn't there like big uproar when it was in England and there was lots of horse meat in the Tesco ready meals?
Well, the supermarkets are available.
If they want to sponsor us, tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. At least you got some facts about pets.
So dogs, apparently. Mm. Now, you can tell us this with your little chihuahuas. They do feel guilt, so they get jealous, like the dead gel if you're
Mine
talking to
jealous.
Another dog.
Yeah.
But they don't actually feel guilty, so if you're shouting at the little dogs and they give you the puppy dog eyes, it's not because they're guilty.
It's because they're psychopaths and they know how to manipulate us.
Yeah.
Have you ever been... I've got a dog, because you know, West Highland Tower, you've got chihuahuas, so we've seen the puppy dog eyes. Right?
Oh, beautiful.
Lucy gives the puppy dog eyes to her mum.
All the time.
But do you believe that? Do you think dogs feel guilt?
No. The dogs.
Isn't it too stupid to feel guilt?
Not too stupid.
They're quite clever.
But, yeah. But
they're just... Like, they smell disease.
Yeah,
yes, they do.
They're worthwhile. They can detect cancer, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs, can't they? Yeah. So that's something to look forward to.
Well, at least you've got a dog. You know, if you ever get cancer, then...
It'll be there for me when everybody else has given up.
And they can guide you if you go blind.
If you have, like, diabetes, you're running low on insulin or something, Back.
My friend Mikey, who of course was in Big Brother with me, he told me his story of being a guide dog. He's completely blind and he had a guide dog. Forgot to feed it, so they recalled his guide dog. Apparently it can do everything other than feed itself.
So has he not got a guide dog anymore?
No, the Guide Dog Association, he had a disagreement with them, put it that way. Yeah. That's why I'm sponsoring Biscuit. Hopefully they'll give it to Mikey.
I've got some like other pet facts, because it's obvious about all pets. So birds... To survive, they have to eat at least half their own body weight in food every single day.
That's like me, actually.
Christina Wallace, of course.
Single day.
So, are you a big fan of birds? Because you see pigeons. I'm like, I was in Barcelona.
Oh, no, the way they flap.
Yeah. And also,
the way they flap.
Well, they're like overfed rats.
I like doves. Is it doves like they have at weddings and stuff?
Yeah.
Like
yes.
Birds.
You won't have to worry about seeing any doves at any wedding for you.
Have we seen any wedding?
A pigeon, though, you're going to think, one, it carries diseases. And two, I always look at pigeons and I don't feel sorry for them when they're scratching with food, because they're always very well fed pigeons,
yes.
I think. You don't see a starving pigeon,
well
do you?
Very well fed.
No, yeah, but pigeons aren't pets.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they're not pets. But what about people who keep pigeons as pets, though?
Oh, yes.
Do people keep pigeons as pets?
Homing pigeons.
Jack Duckworth in Coronation Street, he kept pigeons for years.
Gross. Oh, yeah, he did. I forgot about that. So apparently snakes as well, the garter snake, can give birth up to 85 babas. Can you imagine pushing 85 babies out of your...
Don't they lay eggs, though, snake?
Flower.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. You know, 0.3% of households in the UK have a snake as a pet. That's
really?
Not a high percentage.
No. I actually dated someone who had 4 snakes once. It was
You've said that
gross.
Previously. Yeah, it was
really
awful,
gross.
I imagine.
Yeah. So, obviously, that never went any further.
My dad's friend had a snake as a pet, and he had it in a tank, and it was going fine. It had it in its snake tank, and then he used to let it out and slither around the house.
Oh, gross.
And then over the past few weeks, he noticed that the snake began to lie next to him, like literally full stretched out next to him in his bed.
What,
and he thought,
in his bed?
In his bed, right? So it slithered in his bed, but lay straight out next to him. So he thought, oh, the snake's obviously, wants to cuddle or whatever. So he left the snake, right? He noticed the snake was continuing to do it. So he said, it is an odd behaviour. So he took it to the vets and said, hey, what's happening? He said, and the vet said, I'm going to have to put your snake down. He said, this is a serious issue. He said, put the snake down. He said, yeah, it's sizing you up to eat you. So the snake had begun to train its stomach and stretch itself to see whether or not it could fit my dad's friend in its body.
How does it train its belly to do that?
Well, I'm not a snake, Lucy, so I don't know how you can train my belly to do
that. I'm going to have to Google that.
Definitely
That's
Google
really
it.
Really interesting.
My advice.
Well, did it say how long he had left before he was eaten?
Well, he obviously wasn't eaten. He had to...
I
imagine the vet...
Even the day after?
The vet had to terminate the snake down then because the snake was going
sad.
To kill. Yeah, sad for the snake.
Oh, my God.
I know, plus they're expensive snakes.
What does it
snakes.
Do first? Does it strangle them and then eat them, or just go straight away and eat them whole?
Who knows? Who knows? If you have any snakes...
Lucy's
fascinated by
this.
Hopefully a snake will eat Lucy soon, so you can start talking about it. At Luke and Lucy FM, if you've got any snakes, please do let us know. We'd love to know if you've got one that can size Lucy up. Christina Wallace, you mentioned you had some pussies previously.
Yes, yeah.
What were they called?
I had a cat called Rebecca.
Oh, well, I'm not a massive fan of that name.
And a cat called Timothy, but Timothy's still alive, but... He's gone to live with the posh Siamese cats down the road.
Oh,
what, just
I bet he's having
you?
The life
he's,
of luxury.
Yeah, he's just
there.
Abandoned me.
What, he just doesn't like living with you anymore? He thinks you're more focused on the horses?
No, but they've got, like, really attractive cats.
Oh, the posh Siamese cats.
And he's like a boy cat.
Oh, hello.
And they're girls. So he just, like...
Wants a bit of Siamese.
He went to live there, yeah.
Wants a bit of Siamese, does
exactly.
he?
Nice.
They do love each other, don't they, pets? Like,
yeah,
they genuinely
definitely.
Feel love.
Definitely.
Yeah.
To be honest, though, you'll never get a better love than a pet.
Oh,
you can have as many humans as you want. And on that note, Christina Wallace, thanks.
I need a cat.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
It's a pleasure.
And Lucy's quite lonely, so why don't you perm one of your dogs off on Lucy?
I
would
happily take a dog now.
Have a
chihuahua.
I might buy you a snake for your birthday, Lucy.
Can't get over that snake. Can you imagine if it had eaten him?
I know.
It'd be a good news story.
It would have been a look at that. Forever the new Christina Wallace.
I would love to report on that.
Thanks for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thank you.
We should have Christina Wallace on every week.
She's such a babe.
Woman who loves horses. She loves
chihuahuas,
dogs. She's an animal activist,
snakes.
Effectively. She's the Jermaine Greer of
animals. She should work
animals.
For the RSPCA.
She really, really should. And we've got, if you fancy treating a human rather than giving your dog a treat, we've got something pretty exciting indeed.
If you love dining out, why pay full price? You can discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
Absolutely. You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price again. With High Life, you can enjoy two-for-one dining at thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
Yep, and right here we have an exclusive offer for Luke and Lucy FM listeners. Claim your free 3-month High Life card right now. Just simply visit www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code LL16.
That's LL16, 3 months for your High Life. Or go to the Platinum for 10 for a year. You
Bargain.
And I have done that, right?
It is so good.
I used it as well for my first time last
Did
week.
You?
Yeah,
you
it's really
time.
Exciting.
You've
yeah,
had it for
yeah.
a while as well.
Yeah, don't tell High Life.
I used it at a Mexican the other week.
See
and
what
it was
I mean?
So good.
You love it. So do take advantage of that. You know what? I cannot believe, Lucy, we've gone for an entire episode without me doing a pun about dogs.
I'm quite surprised about that.
I've got a pun lined up, but just to end it, thank you so much for listening to episode 26 of Luke and Lucy FM. We're back next week with episode 27, and if you want to check out previous ones, Lucy, what do they do?
Go to iTunes.
Brilliant. You have no idea. just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or tweet us
at Luke and Lucy FM.
And we'll give you a radio. But do Luke and Lucy FM. I'm ready, Lucy. I can't believe I went for this entire podcast episode without going... who let the dogs out.
Oh, my God.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.